This week we're going to dabble a little bit more in the area before the I do's. And look at the old age question, she loves me, she loves me not. Or for more than 50% of you, he loves me not. Because these are just some important questions built upon God's principles that we learned last week. To begin our conversation this week, I thought I would share with you about a relationship that I had before Jamie came along, wherever Jamie is. I'm used to her sitting up there. There she is. I knew that this person was the person for me. I asked her to marry me, and we were engaged for a year. And then on Valentine's Day, a few months before our wedding, she broke up the engagement. You see, I had this gnawing in my belly, especially after our engagement. And I thought that that gnawing in my belly was what real love was about. I had never really, as I look back from this point in my life, I had never really been in love before to the point where I was willing to give my life for the rest of my life to this person. And so I thought, wow, is this what real love feels like? Well, now I understand that it was God telling me, you missed the mark, Eric. You chose the wrong one, Eric. And you can imagine how hurt I was. Now, in retrospect, I think I was hurt more because I was wrong than because of what she did to me. Now, I couldn't admit that in the moment, but now I think I was hurt more because I was wrong. I mean, after all, can Eric be wrong, Willie? It took you a while, but you caught on, didn't you? Well, that's only two-thirds of the story. You see, there is a third person in the trio, and she became a wonderful friend. She was my fiancé's best friend, and therefore she became one of my best friends in the years that I was dating her. And since we were just friends, she got to see the side of me that my fiancé didn't see or chose not to see, whichever the case may be. You know, we were honest with each other, painfully so. And her name was Jamie Leanne Bartlett. Well, after the engagement broke off, I disappeared down in Miami, Oklahoma, and I licked my wounds for a while. Homer, that kind of made me nervous for a minute. I wasn't sure where that water came from. Thank you, sir, very much. Phew, that was one of those moments. Anyway, now where was I? Yeah, I was licking my wounds, wasn't I? Yeah. Yeah. I was licking my wounds, that's right. And you know, about a year later, I called up Jamie. And she was living with four or five other people in one of those big houses, you know, that college kids live in. It wasn't a sorority house, but just a bunch of friends together. And I said, hey, Jamie, can I, it was homecoming. And I said, can I come up and sleep on your floor or something for the weekend and spend, you know, at homecoming? And I had to hold the phone away from my ear because, you see, it had been a year. And one of my best friends in the world hadn't heard from me, didn't know where I was or anything. And so I got near full, guys, if you know what I mean. Not much has changed. I mean, hi, Jane, how you doing? No, but, you know, she said, of course, yes. And so I came up and, you know, in a year, a lot of things happen, especially whenever you are seen with new eyes. And I came up to Maryville, Northwest Missouri State University, and I walked up and I saw this, it was Jamie waiting for me there. But you see, Jamie had suddenly changed. And Jamie wasn't this, the friend, the little sister that I thought of when I left. Jamie had grown up into this beautiful woman. And God kind of smacked me upside the head, so to speak, and says, yeah, brother, now you got the right one, right? Yeah,